What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So Linda Kearns at 2 o'clock. Don't forget us at the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club, this Monday. And you just heard from a couple really brilliant people, and Riley Gaines and Azra Nomani. But the TikTok thing, again... I'm not going to deflect on this. I'm not sure what Biden's going to do. We're a little bit up in the air. In other words, will there be a TikTok or will it be shut down? Will it go dark until Trump by executive order sort of? I don't know how executive order is going to top the Supreme Court ruling. This is the law of the land now. I looked at the 27 pages of their decision, and I think they're perfectly positioned on this. You see, this is some kind of plot toward what? And I just think calling this a defense of the First Amendment when the Chinese are using this, there's other modalities, there will be other stuff, and we're not getting rid of it. We're not suppressing speech in that manner. We're saying we can't let the enemy use this. It will divest until it gets to an American company, primarily American, I think. That's where we're going. Is that too much of an intrusion? The Supreme Court, 9-0. That's rare. Now, I know some people use that and say, well, it's just a deep state again. They're all in this together. Is that really what it's about? Or is this common sense that was thought out on this? We've gotten some callers, though. They're offended. They want to stand on the First Amendment. They want to say, it starts with this, then they'll do it to other things. All right. Communist Chinese Party. It's stunning to me to hear that kind of argument. And I played you Pam Bondi yesterday in the testimony, and she was smart legally to say this. She hasn't seen the files of the January 6th people. But come January 6th, the policy that she maintains, and that means Trump, we're not going to be pardoning people who engaged in violence. Now, that's a term of art. What are we defining that? I told you about this guy, Mosley, who's represented Zach Rill, who is from this area, was one of the people you saw most in the news around this, saying that, there's a lot of overcharging here. And I think there is. Those people might be commuted. He also says not that many people were violent. I don't know about that. We saw with our own eyes attacks on cops in some instances. Those people shouldn't be pardoned for this unless the sentence exceeds what you would usually get in that situation. So it seems to me we got a lot of cases here. I'm not sure that on inaugural day that Trump is going to issue this pardon thing. They may be still going through these because I will bet it's not going to be a blanket pardon, meaning he's not going to just say anybody in jail now, go home free. And he's not going to do that, nor should he do that. Argument is he promised that. I don't think that's the case. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Are you still dying on that hill with TikTok after the Supreme Court decision? And the argument, I've seen some people argue, President Trump's going to use this for leverage over the Chinese. He's going to get something and they get to keep on doing TikTok. I don't think that's a good bargain. I don't see it that way. It is popular. It is something that the argument is a lot of people that are, say, under 40, at least maybe under 30, maybe around 20 even, are going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, Trump saved TikTok. Is that where we want to go? And we made the argument yesterday. It was pretty intense about how toxic this is, about how much information they extract, how evil they are. Why in the world would we continue to go that way when there's an alternative? You know, keep the same modalities, but it's not going to be run by China for whatever their purposes are.
Going viral now, Shuzi Xu, the CEO of TikTok, responded to the ban and thanked Trump because apparently they're going to work on a way that finds a solution to make TikTok available or continue to allow TikTok to be available in the United States. Take a listen.
Hi, everyone. It's Xu here. As you know, we have been fighting to protect the constitutional right to free speech.
Stop right one second for here, Dan. You know what? I don't know if I can get through this. I may have to. Remember I told you the straitjacket. I may need the muzzle today on it. Let's recalibrate with this guy. And when I've seen him testify, and I think this is the guy, it's like I feel like saying, you know what, buddy? I'll wait the 2 minutes, then I'm going to let you have it. Shut up about the Constitution here. Here we go.
You know, we have been fighting to protect the constitutional right to free speech for the more than 170 million Americans who use our platform every day to connect, create, discover, and achieve their dreams. On behalf of everyone at TikTok and all our users across the country, I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States. This is a strong stand for the First Amendment and against arbitrary censorship. As we've said, TikTok is a place where people can create communities, discover new interests, and express themselves, including over 7 million Americans.
Hey, he just goes on CEO talk.
Okay, well, you know, we have a solution. We know what the solution is. We want the Communist Chinese Party out of this. It can be American companies. Let's get busy on the deal. You had up until now, by the way, this was the, well, Sunday is, I guess, the reason for the January 19th. It is the date where the deal should have been worked out. They gave him a period of time. All right, we need another couple of months. But no, I'm tired of this. Everybody thinking they're hiding behind the Constitution. The Constitution's not a suicide pact. It's the this is as blatant as it gets. Anybody can yell the First Amendment. And it's just like a get out of jail free card. Now, I think we have to be really careful. Granted, there's a reason why the First Amendment's so important. We know that. But a guy like this spouting the Constitution, et cetera, why are you buying into that? Now, it seems to be there is a deep state. I played you the cut of the new Treasury secretary saying, no, we're not going to do the digital dollar. I agree. But I also think that in addition to the deep state and trying to root that out and deal with it, there are people that are bankshotting off that. In other words, they have an agenda. President Trump is very popular on TikTok. That's fine. Helped him get over the election. Okay, I can overlook that. But now it comes a time to stop this or at least move it to an American company. And there, he can continue to be popular. Now, you know, the Democrats are the ones, and look, Trump did reach younger voters. I'd love to hear people say, we'll make it under 35 for our purposes. We don't have to go down to 18-year-olds. What is it that moved the needle for Trump this time around with younger voters? I don't know that there was one thing that just appealed to younger voters, except he went into forums where younger voters are. He actually went into them versus Harris and others. Not just Rogan, but a whole litany of people. That's the one difference that I saw. Maybe some coaching from Barron Trump. We had the guy, what was his name, Andy Busiewicz. And he was pretty compelling. I think he was 27, who coached up Trump toward going to some of these things. That's all good. Republicans are owning this stuff. Jon Stewart said they're like Kennedy in TV. The right, people on the right, are owning these modalities. That's all good, and Trump plays well in them. I'm all on board with that. But do we have to be like Democrats and say, I'm going to forgive your student loan debt? Isn't this the play here with TikTok? I'm going to save TikTok for you. It's already able to be saved. We just want the Chinese out of it. It does two things. The data mining, the national security, and they are trying to undermine our society. Now, do you not believe they're trying to undermine our society? We talked to Henry, and Henry knows how to avoid it. I get that. But a lot of people don't seem to. The best example that I know of is the mentality that a lot of people under 40, under 35 have about Israel and Gaza. And I think most of it's, or almost all of it, is made up. It's not factual in any sense. But you see how virulent it is. Where are they getting that from? Where else are they getting? Colleges, I get it. But this is the most appealing way to get that message forward.
Yeah, I think part of the resentment is that they see, you know, a lot of our money getting thrown over there like it is to the Ukraine. You know, I think people just get sick of that, and they get sick of, you know, paying for all these wars that, you know, people here, most people at least, really don't care about.
Well, I think with Israel, it's biggest ally.
And I understand that they are our biggest ally, but I think people are becoming more and more isolationists as things in
America. There's a great, I want to underline that, Henry.
Okay.
People are becoming more and more isolationist, as if that might be a purpose of the app, no?
Oh, are we talking about TikTok still, or are we talking
about? Yeah, TikTok. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, look, the Chinese are like, you know, good, the app's in good hands under them. I just think a lot of people also feel like, I think I'm in this boat as well, that if you do hand it over to an American company, who's to say they're also not going to undermine America as well? I mean,
well,
we've seen
true,
it from all these companies.
But true, but again, the only thing I can make is my case, and I think I would get into a brawl there with this guy. I can't take it. I clearly see China as the greatest existential threat, more than any dictator we've ever seen because of their power. And more than their power, I understand this because I'm the ultimate incrementalist. I'm going to win by an inch at a time. Mm-hmm. They're brilliant at this. And that's why we need people like me that wake up every day and say, we're going to beat the hell out of you today, tomorrow, the next week. We have the advantage over them in creativity, long-term, and all that. What they are, though, they are just driven every second. The NBA is the best example I'll ever give you. That LeBron James and Barkley can still go back in America after they told us to shut up about something like this. The nation that gave us COVID covered it up and killed us.
Well, yeah, that NBA makes a lot of money from China.
Yeah, exactly. LeBron or Barkley, I think it was Barkley, said, shut up about this. There's a lot of money involved.
Yeah, I think it was Barkley because he just says whatever.
Yeah. How in the world? We were never dependent on Nazi Germany, Russia in this manner. We are interdependent, cheap goods, even our medical supplies with them. And every day it becomes harder and harder to pull apart from them. They are insidious. I'm talking about the government and significant numbers of people that are controlled there. They brutalize their own people.
I mean,
beyond belief.
And I really think if you often hear people call in and they say it feels like the fabric of society is being torn apart by the seams.
Yeah.
And I think that's a effort by the Chinese, by the East, to take on the West, Western values, non-communist values, mm-hmm. and essentially divide us in a similar way to the KGB would with the Soviets. A KGB defector, Yuri Bezmenov, describes what it is, ideological subversion. Take a listen.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
I know you played that. I think when we had the Morabito woman on and some other things, it's compelling. The only thing, and the Russians are not good at it, not like this. The Chinese have found a vehicle, would be my point, that is incredibly effective on this stuff. By the views, I'm not sure, by the mechanism itself, is there something about the delivery? The things the Russians did, Dan, were kind of ham-handed. I always go back to them in the Trump campaign saying miners for Trump and misspelling miners are going to, miners, like people, coal miners, are going to be meeting at the Marconi Plaza to support Trump. And they got caught in ads like this. They're ham-handed. The Chinese are not. They know what they're doing. At least some of them do, I think.
Can I play another one of my favorite clips from Moon, a YouTuber, who explains how China is using their idea of role models to ideologically subvert the culture? Take a listen. I'm muted. Give me one sec.
Children and teenagers is a flaw of the internet in general and not really specific to TikTok. But TikTok is designed with a pillar of the CCP's original propaganda philosophy in mind, the construction of role models. There's a reason why China's version of TikTok, Douyin, is so different from the version they send to the rest of the world. If you're a child under the age of 14 in China, Douyin shows you the educational videos like science experiments and museum exhibits, with the rest of Chinese TikTok showing hardworking everyday civilians helping their country and sacrificing for the greater communist good. And yet, if you're that same child in the United States, TikTok shows you sex, vandalism, crime, social disruption, and other dopamine-satisfying degenerate clips. And when preteens in the US and China were surveyed, asking what is the most aspirational career they hope to achieve, the number one answer in the US was to be a social media influencer, while in China, it was to be an astronaut. Which is why it's clear that Mao's old method of creating idols has been turned on its head and used as a weapon.
And they make their domestic version a spinach version of TikTok, while they ship the opium version to the rest of the world.
What China uses to unify their population culturally is now being used to sow dissent and weaken the population of the West. And it's evident that the role models that Generation Z is exposed to almost always come from TikTok. But it's not just the idea that these TikTokers have social...
All right, that's good. I love the opium spinach. By the way, we have something, Voice of America. Have you ever heard Voice of America? It's well-meaning, but you know, reaching people in other countries, there's no pizzazz there. There's nothing that's going to subtly do that. It's just telling them there's hope in the world, America, all that stuff. We have propaganda too, but we're not using a vehicle like this. The guy made a great point there. Theirs is being an astronaut. Ours is being an influencer. But, you know, regulating that would be harder under the First Amendment. I concede. If there weren't the Chinese Communist Party, the data, the other insidious stuff they're doing, it might be the we can't on the First Amendment say, well, this is toxic to American kids, so we're going to ban it. That might be a great First Amendment case. All right, a lot of folks want to get in. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210. Of course, it stuns you when someone says First Amendment. And we hear you wouldn't like your First Amendment rights. I agree. But there's an alternative here. The company doesn't go away. It just moves to American ownership, American control. That's where it goes. I mean, we're talking about not selling real estate to anybody associated with communist China. I've even said, and if we pass these laws, some states have, and they violate them and they're a front for it, they should be charged with treason. That's what we're up against. They don't get any land in this country. Why would we give them the ability to have this type of influence? You know they shouldn't have any land here. You know anything they do with it is not in our interest. Why would we roll over? Because it's hard. Because it's never ending. They don't stop. Can we beat them, ultimately, over the long course of time? I think we can. The longer it goes on, the better chance we have if we remain strong, because they're not creative. They're just driven. They're just evil. That's the bottom line. That's what you're up against. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit me on the side question, too, on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chinese national anthem, not as good as the Russian national. Now, that national anthem is one you can get behind. It has the ethos of Russia into it. There you go. There's Putin. Yeah. But just think of the Russians, though. You know, their advantages and as propagandists versus something like YouTube. Who came up with this? It's a big difference. All right, let's go to Charlie in Jeffersonville on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Charlie.
Dominic, nice to talk to you.
Same here.
Dominic, I met you a long time ago. You're still on top of your game.
Well, thank you.
I want to say something, though. You've been making a lot of comments about January 6th and violence and stuff like that. You're a guy that's very prone and you have all kinds of access to all kinds of material to find out what's going on. I'd like you very much to go to Tucker Carlson and a gentleman by the name of Clay Higgins. He's a senator. He may not be a senator. He's a state representative.
Yes,
he's a congressperson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. He gave an interview to Tucker Carlson 1 year ago. Tucker Carlson was the first person to respond to him. Clay Higgins is a sheriff. He's very credible. He did a full investigation on January 6th. He studied the footage, videos for 2 months. Him and his staff of 12 people studied it for 2 months. And he said this: that day on January 6th, there were at least 200 to 400 people in the Capitol building before anybody even showed up, dressed as Trump supporters. We were clearly and without a doubt set up.
Well, does that mean, though, let's just put that aside or stipulate it. Let's even say it's true, which I think that we know about the FBI, and we know that people that didn't need to be there that day and they got off with stuff. We know about all that. But we actually do know, we see with our own eyes, the attacks on police. You're saying those were not people that went to jail?
No, I'm not saying there were people who didn't do some things wrong,
mm-hmm.
but we also had a lot of people who provoked. Do you understand what, you know, what mob mentality is and you
sure.
can create it?
Sure.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Well, it was done that day. The FBI set us up for months. They initiated the January 6th turnout. I was invited down there on December 6th. And I was told routinely, come down for the big celebration, come down for the big party. The vast majority of people there were just down there to celebrate because they actually believed that Trump had won.
Okay, all a given, but come on. Now, Charlie, you can't deny that instigating to attack cops, whatever the person says, whatever they do, that's not going to provoke people that are pro-police, pro-American, et cetera. You had people that committed violence there. That's who we're talking about, and I agree. There are hundreds of others
that were overturned. There were also people there who initiated and instigated an uprising of people within the people. I understand that's my job was when I was in the Army, to observe and watch propaganda.
Well, let me ask you, though, Charlie, why do you think Bondi answered that way, and why do you think that that's a signal of what Trump's going to do? You seem to not agree with that.
It's the same reason why Trump said, I believe, and he said this, he's on record, he said this in September, I believe all the J6ers should be set free, but I will check every state, I'll check every case, I will check them out. And Bondi and Trump had to say that because a lot of people they have to placate, because they can't just come out there and say, I'm going to let everybody free. They've got a lot of people they're trying to, let's just say, make everybody happy. So they've got to say certain things, but that's what he has said, he's on record for saying that.
Well, wait a minute. So you think he's going to, on January 6th, free everybody?
I don't see how he can.
Okay, right. Well, he shouldn't. That's my point. This has to be case by case. Arguably, even some people that did some things there, I'd have to see each individual case, Charlie, as it comes up. They were overcharged. They were put away for too long.
Absolutely.
They ought to be commuted now. And he will pardon the people, not just commute, but pardon who were inadvertent in some stuff or did something that was a misdemeanor that was bumped up. You're going to see a lot of that. But there were people that actually attacked cops, and I'm never going to support that.
No, look, my son's a police officer. I was going to be a police officer. I'm with you. I'm with you, Dominic. But I'm saying we were set up. There were people in that crowd, and I don't mean 10 or 15. I mean maybe several hundreds who were there to initiate and instigate things.
All right, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for a great call. All right, we'll wait and see what Trump, but I'm playing that, what Bondi said, because I think that's what the stance is going to be, and that's what the stance ought to be. Yeah, we know about this with the FBI. We still don't know about the pipe bomber. We still don't know about a million other things. Now, Kash Patel gets it. I'll tell you this, the Trump people, and not that I think they ought to go down the route of going after prosecution here necessarily. They've issued a directive to the FBI to preserve all documents, to preserve everything. Now, this is a criminal if they don't, involving the FBI DEI office. Now, why are they doing that? They're doing that so we get to the bottom, that the country can see when Kash Patel, if that confirmation ever happens, a hearing, that Kash Patel can get to the bottom of how rotten the FBI has become. I'm talking about at every level. They're not qualified on top of everything else. So they're under directive, legal directive now, not to remove anything. They shut down the DEI office just in the last couple of days. Why are they doing that? 855.
Hey, trying it up there?
But yeah, who was anti-Italian?
Your last caller. He goes, yeah, Dom, you know mob mentality. I'm sure you're familiar with that. I think that's a shot at Italians, isn't it?
I didn't even catch that.
No, I thought he meant I was an expert in mob mentality. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Is that what you say? You're an expert because of your last name? Is that what it is?
Look, you know, in some circles, it's easy to be, in my view, a Yahoo and just say, free them all. Not that Charlie was saying that ultimately. Clearly to me, I know what Higgins has said, and Tucker Carlson leaves some things to be desired when he, you know, facts are inconvenient with him.
My father taught me many things. He taught me in this room. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for that memory. Anything for us to get into the Godfather film. All right, 855-839-1210. We're looking on the side question. Yeah, there were a lot. David Chase was brilliant with The Sopranos. I think, like, is Bobby Bacala, was he an actor? I can't imagine.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he was.
Really,
anyone. No.
Most of the people in that show weren't.
And the best that played a mob figure there, and I think it was the way he smoked a cigarette, Johnny Sack. There's just the name. The Sack thing and the cigarette as a device was just unbelievable.
And he loves his wife.
Yeah, well, yes, the whole thing with the wife, and is there no honor? You know, constantly with the honor. You know, what kind of thing is this? We're honorable. He was convincing as a cut above. The rest of them, really. All right. Not that Jenny would be his wife. There was a polarity there. You know, the old-fashioned ones would have a wife like Jenny. The others is going to be all over the place.
Right. Have a.
They never showed Johnny Sack with Gumas. No,
because he wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't do it. Yeah. 855-839. Frankie Valli was in it. And he didn't come across as a mobster at all. I think that was their point. They made him like, how could this guy, you know, win in a mob war, right? But the Big P guy, man, that's in my top 10 experiences. I'm thinking, what the hell is happening? What should I do here? And I'm thinking, I'm at the home show, downtown Philadelphia. What's the worst they can do? I'm not backing down. You can stand behind me. You know, but I'm not. I mean, what's wrong with you? I almost said to him at one point. I wish I had that tape, Henry. It was like I went out of my way to pretend that you're an actor of sorts, a thespian. And you're getting just fresh and just arrogant beyond belief. But part of me was saying, keep the interview going. This is great. I can't get enough of this guy. All right, 855-839-1210. I wish O'Reilly were interviewing the Big P there. That would have been a brawl. Yeah, that would have not ended well. All right, jump in on TikTok. The January 6th thing, what's going to happen? By the way, I am not in agreement with doing the swearing in inside. Now you're seeing a whole array of people saying we ought to do the whole ceremony inside. I know it's freezing there. It's a difficult thing, but I just think you have to. And you know what it underlines to me? How big of a disadvantage Los Angeles has coming into Philadelphia. It's one thing to say it's cold. Then when you get hit and it's cold at the fourth or fifth time doing that, and you're used to California.
Yeah.
Huge advantage.
Oh, I'd hate to be a Jared Verse making those comments about the fans.
Oh, yeah, the fans here in Philadelphia.
And then he's going to go up against Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. Yeah. Have fun
with
that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's if I were betting, I think the spread should be a couple more points with snow coming. I bet it changes.
I think 65% of the public's on the Rams plus six. Yeah.
Well, that is a lot of points. True, particularly with an unreliable field goal kicker. So, yeah. I've heard that on WIP, they're calling him Missy Elliott. Not nice. All right. 855-839-1210. Jump in. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Let's talk my friends here who are looking to help you achieve your health goals and start the new year right. Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's savings. Rescue is celebrating you. Save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements with the code HEALTH35. Try this popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orosine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use that code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements with the code HEALTH35. Don't wait. You can make this new year the best yet with Rescue.
Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
Mob mentality is
sure.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Do you understand what mob mentality is and you
sure.
can create it?
Sure.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
All right, Tom Giordano show. By the way, it appears that the entire inaugural ceremonies are moved indoors now. Even some of the parade they might have indoors at the arena there in Washington. Ronald Reagan was the last one sworn in his second term indoors. It was moved inside due to severe cold. I'm just not on board with that. You know, it's difficult. I can't imagine it's going to be too much colder than the Obama, the one that I was sent down to cover. Wow, what a day. The crowd, it was unbelievable. But look, it might limit the crowd. And I know Trump knows what the media is going to do. We're going to be into counting all that due to the cold. But I don't know how many people they can get inside or what the mechanism. All I know is we'll be at the Knack. And I wanted to ask, what's the deal with champagne? I've never been a fan of champagne.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, there's so many other fine wines. Is it the French thing that gets me? Is it the the bubbly. I just don't. I feel myself doing like an involuntary shiver, taking a. Now, Dawn might be bringing champagne to this. Feel free, you know, if you want to celebrate at that moment. Dan, are you a fan of champagne? Why does it have that reputation?
I love champagne. I like the bubbles, the little bubbles.
Yeah, I don't like the bubbles.
I'm not going to sit there on a Thursday night drinking champagne with the wife. It's a special occasion thing, you know?
But why?
It's like fruitcake.
Yeah.
Fruitcake's horrible, but you love it.
But there's so many great wines out there.
Yeah, so what, you want Moscato instead of champagne?
No, not Moscato.
Pinot Noir?
Remember the one I drank that the Young Republicans gave me?
Yeah.
It was that $108 bottle of wine. That was great.
Red wine is a good celebratory drink.
Yeah,
it's better with dinner.
Exactly.
It's better when you have food with it. Champagne's
midnight
comes, New Year's Eve. But
every time people do that, they have champagne. They have. All right, here's the second one on my list. This would be a side quest, I guess. Caviar. Uh-huh. I've eaten octopus.
Have you ever had caviar?
I tasted it. Then I knew what I was eating. I said,
was it real caviar?
Apparently, but I almost spit it out. I almost went to a trash can and spit it out.
Just very strong, fishy flavor?
Yeah, just the idea of it, too. Not appealing.
I'm with you more on caviar than I am champagne. I mean, I'm shocked that you would tell. I mean, I guess it is France, but some guy that, you know, he vibes in wines as much as you do is anti-champagne. It's surprising to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But you never had, like, the beluga caviar? Or?
No, okay. I don't think so. Nothing Russian, certainly. All right, so what's appropriate? What should we be, and if you're not with us there, what are you going to be celebrating with? Yoo-hoo or something, if that's still out there?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Trump, indoors or out, is president by the Constitution at noon. And we'll do the countdown together there at the Knack. It was tremendous the last time around. Dan, you haven't heard from Micah Vambler, have you?
No.
I'm hoping he comes dressed as the bear again and brings something else with him.
Never heard from Greg about the kangaroo either. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is Greg okay to kangaroo?
I don't think so.
Oh, he thought this was just in fun.
Maybe he thought I was not being serious when I asked him, can I have a kangaroo show up at the event?
Karis. I am looking closer to getting that salmon shirt. Hope to have it tomorrow to be ready
for. Did you end up buying that suit I showed you yesterday?
No, it was raspberry, right?
It was salmon. Yeah. It's the same
salmon
thing.
It looked more raspberry. Okay.
So I asked, can I have a kangaroo show up at the Knack okay with Mr. Worthington, that being Jim Worthington? He says, ... for what? Where did I respond? Because we want a kangaroo at the event. What do you mean, for what? Come on.
It's a listener. For what? Yeah, the kangaroo can be all happy when Trump is sworn in.
Have a kangaroo court?
Know? Where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing there? That's a place to be with fellow listeners, particularly now. Maybe some people won't go to Washington. We'll have more people there due to the fact it's being moved indoors. I just, I know it's a pain out there. And maybe you could shorten it. I could see that. You know, rather than an hour, the whole ceremony, I'm not sure. But just to move it indoors, I don't know how many people they're going to get there. I mean, easily at some inaugurals, there are a million people there. So this would be potentially that.
I'm going to be really annoyed if what they do is they have all those people out there and they just put up a giant screen.
That's what they're going to do.
You think that's what they're
going to
do?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be...
Well, you mean not have
like,
anybody
as a
indoors.
Person going down there, if I booked a hotel, spent all this money getting ready for an in-person inauguration, I show up and I'm watching a screen. I'd be miffed.
Let me look again. Where is the exact location, Dan? Let's see if we can tell people that, where they hold it. I'm not sure now. Is it inside the Capitol? If it is, you're not getting 20,000 people inside there. Be delivered. Yeah, it says it. Yep, the Capitol Rotunda.
Oh.
Now, I've been there. I've had a few thousand people. These are going to be people that this is going to be a hot ticket. These are only going to be people that are really contributors, etc. Are people going to go outside and see it on a jumbotron and say they were at the inauguration when others are inside where the action actually? There's something wrong with that. Really, it is. I'm opposed to it. I know it can be cold. Let's see how many people say they're not going now that they've gotten this news. You're right. A hotel, it's very difficult walking to it. At least it was the one that I went to. Getting home, getting out, it's arduous to do this. But it's the thrill of actually witnessing it, the majesty of it. I'll never forget it. And I was pretty far away watching Obama be sworn in. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. If you're going, does that make you change your plans a little bit? Let's go to, Let's go to Donovan in Ventnor on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Donovan. Afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call,
Don. You're welcome, Donovan.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Trump was against TikTok a number of months ago.
Executive order. Yeah.
Then he got a $45 million donation from a major TikTok investor, Jeff Yass. I'm sure that's purely coincidental. I love Trump's excuse.
Well,
now
I think the bottom line with this is that it's about the UFO. Trump is enamored with that, and he's looking towards seeing that as this would be a lot of young people will see him as the savior of that. He probably has that in mind, but it's still there's no upside here to continue with this.
It follows his policy of Trump first. I mean, we all know it's not America first. It's America alone and Trump first.
Well, Donovan, I don't think America sees it that way.
Well, because so much of MAGA is just too stupid to see it that way.
There you go, Donovan. You just revealed yourself there. So there you go. I knew you were going to go there ultimately. I thought you were going to just have a good conversation. No, I think Trump sees this as the way to continue to reach younger voters. And that's fine. We give grace to that to get past the election. But at this point now, is this the way to go? 855-839-1210. You get in. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl, welcome in. Who do you have today?
Real quick, Dom. Yeah, I mentioned this before 3 years ago that I told you that it looked like there were people inside the Capitol prior to them breaking into the windows. Because I told you, I saw someone, there was a banner hanging from the edge of the Capitol that said treason on it. And park police were standing right behind the banner. He had his hands on it as he was standing there. And it's like, you know, he had to have known that someone put it there. And, you know, I just always thought that was odd. And it's nice to have some verification that, you know, there were some people there.
Oh, we know that. We know that without a doubt. So, Earl, who do you have today?
My person, I'm going to tell you the story. Tim Colseri was originally cast as Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket. But Stanley Kubrick was so impressed with the technical advisor that they got rid of Colseri and they gave him a secondary role. He was the door gunner. Where he said, anyone that runs is VC, anyone that stands still is well-trained, disciplined VC. And the person they replaced Colseri with was R. Lee Ermey. He was just a technical advisor and had no acting experience. And they went and they gave him a screen test to see if he was capable of handling the role of acting. So they had him stand for a half hour screaming commands and all sorts of insults, perfectly still at attention, while the crew threw oranges at him to try and break his attention.
Wow. Unbelievable story. Thank you, Earl. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. We're looking today in honor of Bob Uecker for a person who was seen as a non-actor, but jumped in and maybe they had a career after that. We've had some
from
great
now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir.
Now, that guy, I don't know if that's the same one he was talking about.
Yeah, Army, yeah.
He actually became a star. That guy, he was used in a lot of roles after that. Yeah.
Yeah, he had that whole History Channel show where he really played it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Geico
that's
commercial.
Right. Yeah.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a former drill sergeant make a terrible therapist?
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. By the way, one guy we're looking to get on that President Trump, and we're going to see these pardons, we're going to see a lot of stuff, is Dr. I think it's pronounced Chaim. He's the guy, the whistleblower, who exposed at a prominent hospital, I think this is the Boston guy, what was going on with the so-called gender-affirming care surgeries and the like that were outrageous. Or maybe he's a Texas guy. National Review did a big write-up of him today to try to put it in the forefront that President Trump ought to be looking at some way of commending this guy, helping out in this case as we start to settle all the family business here. Mark Houck is another one. Although Mark Houck was found not guilty, innocent, and now has the civil suit that I think is going to get his day of comeuppance against what happened here in the Biden years. I want those FBI agents, though, at least the leadership in Richmond, and I believe it was more, that had the just unbelievable to surveil people because they went to a Latin mass. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is stomp time. So as best we can figure, it's going to be like 20,000 people inside the Capitol. I don't see anything about Jumbotrons outside or not. The swearing-in will be at the Capitol Rotunda, a few thousand people in there. I heard from a great source, Mike Opelka, who is broadcasting from there, but I'm not sure if he's going to stay. He's unclear that security might be a potential concern. My gut instinct says it's the cold rather than security. I hope it's not secure. If security, we can't do it outside now, that it's that bad, then things are really out of control. I would assume there were going to be 500,000 people there, plus, potentially. To get into an arena that's, Dan thinks, a 22-minute walk away from the Capitol where the actual swearing-in will be, that's 20,000 people, maybe. You do the math. So maybe some people, this is the first one they've... If you go to one, anybody I know that's going to... I was talking to Matt Rooney about this, is going to be on the show on Monday. Anybody that goes to one... is going to be thinking, yeah, do I really want to go? I could tell he is to another. It's once. It's one of those things. You do it once. It's great. You check it off. Like I ran the Boston Marathon 1978. I'm not running Boston Marathon again. I'm not running another marathon again. I don't know how I got through that one. And Dan, don't tell me it's like Wilt Chamberlain. You want to see video.
There's no way you ran the Boston Marathon.
Okay. You know what?
They wrote on a paper, I ran the Boston Marathon and held it up for a picture.
How do I have that certificate at home? And how do I? Well,
the internet.
I had it for a few years. This special stew they give you at the end of the run. I had it frozen at home just for guys like you.
Sure.
I did.
Yeah.
Like gave you like a cup of stew?
Yes.
Like a can?
You were supposed to eat it. No.
Spoiler alert, Henry. He went to Captain Chucky's and bought a stew and just froze it.
Yeah, and how was I walking like a cowboy for a week after it? Why was that? I have the doctor's pictures of the bruising
inside. Well,
that,
Dom, is the true question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't know. I didn't wear any of the chapping stuff. I didn't believe in that. I should have. Vaseline and all that. No.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You're going to use that guy forever. That's a good drop. All right, so are you still going? Come on now. Come on over to the Knack. We got everything you need right there. The people I know going, Jim Worthington, he'll probably be in the rotunda. But this is not a good idea to do this. And if it's security, then who is it that came up with this, that we can't secure this? The mobs are going to be that. If it's cold, security shouldn't be as much of a problem. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in, but it will be held inside the rotunda and at Capitol One, which I guess seats approximately 20,000. Are you still going? Is that still the game plan, or does this, we'll have to look at what the game time temperature would be if it's out there. It's windy there. It's frigid. I'll look up during the break. What was the temperature? Maybe you can, Dan. Obama, the first Obama swearing in, what was the real temperature outside? All I know is when I walked back, as I was doing two broadcasts that day, I don't know how I made it back the 12 to 15 blocks. First of all, the crowds, but second of all, it was, wow, It was difficult.
From Florida Times Union, January 20th, 2009, from Washington. The Obama administration got off to a cold start Tuesday, but the overcast skies cleared and the sun shone down on the inaugural ceremony. Morning temperatures were in the low 20s with a light wind and overcast skies, but readings climbed to 28 by the time of the noon ceremony. The cold didn't challenge the record of minus 2 degrees at Ronald Reagan's second inauguration in 1985.
Okay, so what's it supposed to be this time? Do we know what they predicted? Now, minus two, even... And it was his second inaugural. But I still think, make it shorter, do something. It still should be outside.
It's currently showing a high of 23, low of 9 degrees on Monday.
So around noon, though, it's got to be closer to 23.
It's looking like around 22, 23 degrees.
That's not too cold to do this. I don't think it is. Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No.
I just think, is it security?
Like my thing is... Buffalo Bills, they play in conditions far worse than this on a regular basis, and they don't send their fans home.
I want to take William, and I get this concern. Then Linda Kearns is coming up here. William's got a point. I get this. All right, William, go ahead with your point, but I think I have an answer to it.
Two quick points. First of all, the inauguration, they're trying to put it indoors so that the Dems can run around and say it's the smallest inauguration attendance ever in history. So that's the real...
Opinion. I hear you. So should you give into that and do that, taking away the grandeur and the people that are going there? I get your real-world point. You think it's worth it to move it indoors so they can't say, see, he didn't have a crowd.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
I don't. Yeah, but do you support that?
Oh, moving it indoors?
Yes.
I support the gentleman who just said Buffalo Bills crowd, fans sit out there in negative 12 degrees.
Okay, right.
I'm telling you, the people that would attend this, they would sit out there in negative 20 degrees.
wait a minute. William, just let's go with that.
Sure.
I'm in agreement with that, but I'm a realist. Some people, wouldn't be what you can get ordinarily if it weren't as frigid. But you're right. The Trump people, you might make it, hey, we're going to show them. We're going to stay. And shorten the ceremony a little bit. Make it not as long of a ceremony. I could be on board with that.
Yeah. A much more important point, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I have two, and this one's incredible. No one is addressing how to prevent the failing mental acuity of a president again. My idea, 6 doctors, 3 Dems, 3 Republicans. And every 6 months, not only just a physical check, a mental acuity check. And when you have that many doctors, they're not going to put up losing their license so that they're going to put somebody through that's failing.
Yeah, but who, what's the over, see, the, with the mental thing, I'm on I'm on the side of what you said, and then they give their findings, let's compromise. They give their findings. But they don't say, no, he's out or in, or she's out or in. People get the findings. That's what you're saying.
Bingo.
Yeah, I agree.
Bingo. Yep. The American people, transparency, get the findings. And if you have 3 doctors, and they're both, one says he's great, one says he has problems, then you've got issues with their licenses. You see what I'm saying? But the point being is, this can never happen again, Dom. Put a puppet in there with strings being pulled by somebody else and they're not responsible. It just can't happen ever again. And I haven't heard one conversation.
No, I love
in the news,
I love
in
what,
the media.
I love
about
what
that.
You said. And that's the legacy of Biden, that we don't let this happen again. You're right.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Right. Thank
and
you, William.
I don't care Republican or Democrat.
Right. No, that is a great point. They're not determinative, but the American people know. You could say, well, we all knew. A lot of people kidded themselves about Biden and says it was not that bad. Peter Ducey today saying they blared music when they wanted to get you out of there so you couldn't even hear anything. Yeah, they did it all. We saw it. Media didn't want to see it, but there are other people that are not paying attention. I like his idea. All right, Linda Kearns is next. She's going to be one of our featured guests on Monday. Maybe she and I will argue a legal case finally, Dan. I'll take whatever side you want. I'm not afraid of this. I'm not afraid of Linda Kearns, who's won all these matches. Bring her into the ring. Come on now.
That's the spirit.
Oh, you're starting this again?
Yeah, I'm starting this again. Come up with an ipso facto out there.
You should do like the Dom Show Olympics and have a moot court debate and a 40-yard throw and see who ends up coming out the win. Because I think she's got you on the moot court, I got to say. But I don't know about the 40-yard throw. I think you might got it.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
So, well, running it all together.
I'm not wearing a skirt. She wins that contest. There you go. All right. Linda Kearns with an update. They're going back again to court. They never stop, right? How do we beat them? She is beating them on the mail-in ballot and Dom's Money Melody all straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.